any place. Wave. If you're feeling down, wave. Move your body like the band is naked. If you feel the day, wave. Any place that you happen to be, wave. If you're feeling up, wave. Just do what you need.
Bye. Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Paper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
But I have one of the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
Building. NYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? We're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. These guys know what's called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. It's not them, is it?
I was looking at everybody else that's up in the industry. They ain't as sick as me. I had an epiphany. I was seeing somebody that never had no good intentions for me. Now she missing me, yeah.
Now she missing yeah. me.
Moral of the story is nobody did it for me. Had to make a change. I was living in a city with no scene. I had a dream. I had to make a lane. Always knew that I couldn't live off a minimum wage, ripping the pay stuff. I had a minimal taste for all the fame stuff. But I got into the game without a cent to my name. And now I'm balling like I'm in the NBA, bruh. And I know I got a lot, but I'm not content. If they ask me to stop, I will not consent. Never let nobody block, it's my shot to miss. You can meet me at the top if you hop the fence. And you climb the stairs, and you fight the beast. And you lose your way, then you find your peace. And you do it sober, then you find a drink. Then you spiral down, and it all repeats. And I always had a vision, I could get it, so I did it. By my lonely, I don't owe nobody nothing. Never let nobody own me. Got some money from the music, and I spend it on the homies. But don't put nothing before me. Gave a whip to little Brody, and I'm only getting started. And I'm meeting with the people that I starve with. And my batteries, I had to recharge them. I made an album, but that shit was garbage. Yo, I was trapped in a gimmick. I finally get it. I'm here to make music that matters. If I die, it'll all be alright. Cause the message I gave you will live for me after. And my chapter will highlight a lifetime of energy gave through a bright mind. How you never had to stand on the sideline. How you the guide to your own guidelines. That's an epiphany. I had an epiphany, yeah. That's an epiphany. I had an epiphany, yeah. I had an epiphany. That I could make history. That I could prove everyone wrong. That told me I wasn't cut out for this music thing. Yeah, I had an epiphany. What if I took my energy and use it on positive things in my life instead of the people that lie to me, huh? Yeah, I had an epiphany that I could put all of my heart into music and use it for people that might feel the same as me. Yeah, I had an epiphany. What if everyone knew my depression was worse than they thought? They probably gonna look at me differently. Yo, this song got me going back when I was a stupid kid. Thinking maybe I can make it in the music biz. And then I figured out the politics and realized that half of y'all don't even know what music is. Ain't going nowhere, I told them to get used to me. Feels like I'm living in a movie scene. A bunch of people trying to tell me how to act and breathe. One thing I never let nobody ever do is tell me who to be. I never got into the party scene. Maybe I was just scared to drink. Cause addiction, it runs in my family. There's someone I was scared to be. Y'all looking pitiful compared to me since I can barely read. All I wanted was somebody I could trust that I knew would keep it real with me. Rap's always been a mirror for me. That's when I figured out that maybe I'm the one that's gotta make it on my own. Yeah, it's clear to see. A lot of people thinking what I'm doing is a gimmick. Everything you hear me writing, I've been living. I ain't quitting, sending money to my family. Trying to show them that I miss them and I cherish every moment when I'm humble. When I'm with them, and it's just the way that I feel. In the industry of fakes, trying to stay real. In the industry of lames, trying to get deals. Lord knows I'ma get it, that's Meek Mill. Yeah. I lay on my bed and I thinking there's gotta be more to me. I'm trying to pay off the mortgaging. But the life of the people I love in the midst of it. I've always thought that if I learn from mistakes that I make, even losses are victories. That's when it starts hitting me. If you set your mind to it, you can do anything. That's an epiphany. That's an epiphany.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre and Catskill, Hudson. I am your sound engineer. Oh, not sound engineer. I am your host, DJ Show Money. And we will be back after local northern weather to talk to you more.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that three Catskill Middle School students were arrested after police say they put lithium from batteries in a toilet March 7th, releasing toxic fumes into the air. Catskill Central School District Superintendent Melissa A. Barrow said in a message to parents, and I quote, "The reaction was contained to the toilet, and students and staff were never in any danger. Staff closed off the bathroom and opened the window to let the room air out, and we notified police and fire services, who responded to the middle school as a precaution. Other than closure of the bathroom, the incident did not cause a disruption to the school day," end quote. Greene County Sheriff's Office arrested three juveniles, one 13-year-old and two 12-year-olds. They were issued Greene County Family Court appearance tickets for second-degree arson, third-degree criminal mischief, fourth-degree conspiracy, second-degree reckless endangerment, and unlawful possession of noxious material. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that New York State Attorney General Letitia James has gotten a court order on March 9th blocking 10 national gun distributors from selling parts or shipping gun parts into the state. The parts in question can be used to build untraceable ghost guns. When James filed the motion for the court order in January, James said, and I quote, "Companies that sell ghost guns parts and kits present a clear danger to all New Yorkers. These deadly weapons are unregistered, untraceable, and do not require any background check to purchase, which means they can easily end up in dangerous hands. Once again, we are taking action to stop the flow of ghost guns into New York and to protect our communities from gun violence," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Diane Valden with the Columbia paper reports that Copeg is the latest locality to talk about the local affordable housing crisis. And they actually took some action too, but it was a unanimous February 28 town board decision for a six-month moratorium on major subdivisions. While not building houses will not add affordable places to live locally, Copeg Supervisor Gene Mettler recognizes there is a problem, saying, and I quote, "This is not just a local crisis. There is a housing crisis in Columbia County." And in her recent State of the State address, New York Governor Hochul recognized this as a statewide crisis, end quote. But so far, COPEC has taken no action to create affordable housing besides creating committees and working groups to study the issue. So far, town officials are not talking about building affordable housing, but instead tweaking regulations that might help others build affordable housing. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Kenny Loggins ain't lying. We're in the danger zone, and you have found the better weather. Friday, March 10th. A reminder for those of you whose lives aren't dictated by a cell phone, clocks go forward this Sunday for daylight idiot, I mean savings time. Local early morning temperatures range from 17 degrees in Medusa to 25 just across the river in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 33 degrees. And despite the mild winter, that is below average, so that could push planting times forward a little bit, but we'll be keeping an eye on it. Conditions today turn from freezing to just cold around 10 a.m. 3 p.m., that mercury tops out at 43 degrees. Then, say around 5 p.m., rain should start, then quickly turn to a mix, then all snow definitely by 10 p.m. Overnight, 4 inches should fall. If our downsloping force field kicks in, that could be as low as an inch. Up in the hills, they might see as much as 6 or 7 inches. We're going to get a low temperature of 31 degrees by dawn. Then, snow should come to an end by noon, dropping perhaps another half inch on Saturday. We get a high of 40 degrees at 1 p.m. Then, a dry but somewhat windy afternoon. Watch for blowing snow. 24 degrees overnight takes us into a nice-looking Sunday. High temperature of 45 degrees is expected with light winds. Monday looks kinda scary. Lots of water. What kind so far looks like rain, but that could change to snow easily and pile up. But that will come into focus as it approaches. Which reminds me, check us out on Telegram for charts, local info, and maybe even a weekend forecast. Just look for the better weather, all one word. Sunset today will be at 5:41 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:12 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 10%. Otherwise, things are peaceful. So the wind speed is currently 402 kilometers per second at 4.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 5 megahertz till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 155, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Okay, now, yeah, I'm going in, no time to play, yeah, I got a dream I want to chase, yeah, so I stack the money in the bay, yeah, ain't that got something I got to say,
yeah, I kick my feet about the bay, yeah, I'm in full swing, I want to sway, yeah, do you dream or do you play,
okay, now hold up, hey, I got that soda drink, I'm feeling glowed up, hey, girl, hit my phone up, hey, she told me roll up, hey, come through, come over, okay, I'm feeling lonely, hey, still feeling lonely, okay, I'm feeling over the underhanded, been nice to know you, like we is grown up and understanding that just has overs, but not getting over overs, I oversight, been unfocused, I overnight's been the closest, I'm over hiding emotions, I said like,
girl, why is you walking? Girl, why aren't we talking? You were the one who was looking for something. I remember now why I ain't about loving. I just wanna get on my wave. Oh, if you don't wanna just say so. Otherwise, call it a day. I got places to be. I can stay in one place. So, who knows? Just like 16, I've been all on my own too. I had to go and change it up because I was getting tired of my old views. I'm just going OT till they know me, till they put my city on a map. Yeah, running dummy on a hunt for something that you just can't find up in a class. Yeah, nice colors in a rear view. But they ain't nothing like what's in the distance. They used to blow me off like real cool. Now they all trying to get a percentage. I said it, I'm in it. I'm keeping it real. I was younger pretending. I grew, now I built. I just go with the motion and see how I felt. I just go with the motion. Still keeping it chill now. Yeah. I'm going in. No time to play. Yeah. I got a dream. I want to chase. Yeah. So stack the money in the bay. Ain't that got something I got to say.
Yeah. Kick my feet about the bay.
Hello. I am your lovely host, DJ Jean Money, and I am also with
DJ Cola today on the Sound Engineering. Hi. Nice to meet you guys. And if you're a long-time listener, nice to see you again. What's up? It's been such a long time. I'm so excited to finally talk to you guys again. But that being said, we have a pretty low-key, chill show, and we did something yesterday.
Oh, my fault. Also, I forgot to say, that song was Nice Colors by Kai Dreams, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what we're going to talk about is our little practice performance that we did. We practiced instruments and things of that sort. I did rapping, my DJ did guitaring and dance-ish. Or mostly singing, dancing.
Yeah, we all kind of joined in at the end for a dance.
He did a song. I did rap. Don't do my rap first. Do your guitar first. Don't try to throw me under the bus like you're slick.
I see how it is. Okay.
You know, since we switched spots, I'm putting you in a hot seat. Like, all right. Let's see. Which one are we doing?
It took a dummy long to set this guitar up.
Because I'm not going to lie, you did a couple of things.
I'm going to do the big one.
The big one?
Yeah.
Did a very good job. Can I give you applause? Do you want to commentate over it, or do you want to
commentate? Yeah, let's commentate over it.
So, what was going to do that?
Why isn't this guitar working?
was it your guitar?
Nah, it was a mix between acoustic and electric.
Oh, it was an acoustic.
Oh, there we go.
So what were you thinking when you started?
Yeah.
Were you mostly just thinking about lyrics?
You just gotta focus. I was just looking down, getting in the moment, you know? You kind of lose sight of everything else besides your goal when you're playing music.
No, I'm not gonna lie. When I was going, I wasn't thinking about nothing. Like, I was just thinking about words.
Right? It's just whatever. Like, the lyrics pop in your head, right? You can't even think about what you just said either. You just gotta think about what you're saying.
Like, when he pops up my video, it's very long. It's like a 3-minute beat. And there was 2 pauses in it. And he started playing.
And for some more context, our theme was greatness and growth. And that's also the name of the song.
I believe we did pretty good.
I think this is my death is better. And just playing with other people at the same time is so much fun.
Now, it's a little catchy, though.
It is really catchy.
That does really catchy. Mm-hmm.
I remember one day I showed up to practice, and I had the chord progression for the song, and I was having trouble coming up with lyrics, and then they helped me with the lyrics, and from there we just went off.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, that's really catchy.
Yeah, I know, it's something in my head, too. We have another catchy song coming up, too.
Yeah. My thing, whenever I do it, my thing is never catchy.
No, I thought yours was really catchy.
I feel like
yours was a bop.
I feel like it's just random stuff, but I feel like I can never actually do a song. If that makes sense. It's like, yours are so, articulated, and I feel like mine is really just,
a lot of my stuff is put together last second.
I mean, compared to my stuff, your stuff is really articulated compared to mine.
Yeah, I try to pronounce some of the words. I mean, I remember ever since, a little kid, rapping was just something I always liked for some reason.
Same here. It's like, whenever I think about writing, it never comes off. Is this me next or you?
Yeah.
Alright, so...
I remember the first rap song I ever learned, a difficult one. Now that's not, super easy. Was in, third grade. I remember the song.
Should I say what was going through my head?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, so
commentary.
What was going through my head? It was, I wasn't really nervous, but it was, I kind of felt cold to the whole thing. And it was, I ain't know. Mind you, this whole thing, I changed the beat last minute. I changed the beat, 4 people before me.
Alright,
you got it. I was really nervous.
Oh, yeah, I get you. I'm pretty excited.
But I was excited, too.
Alright, you ready?
What was your heartbeat like? Is that just me?
It was just
feel my heartbeat. Okay.
I was oh my God. What's the lights? You could tell, I do this every time, every performance. I'll be like, hold on, because I can't think of that anymore.
Okay.
I just couldn't. Okay, so hold it real fast. I'm going to pause that, I'm sorry. So, it was when I was going, I couldn't slow down my mouth. If I wanted to slow down my mouth, I would stutter. And it's crazy because from when other people in the dancers went, from that point, all I was doing, I was in the teen room, like, or the young adult room, and I was just practicing on that beat. Like, I promise you, I went from my first beat to that beat. And that beat was last minute.
I do like the beat. I remember hearing a few of them. I'm glad you went with that one. It did go dummy hard at the end.
Is it? I don't know if you could find it. You probably can't, but... Like, I feel like I'm just mumbling. I feel like it's hard to hear.
I can hear you. I don't really know.
All right. Let's go,
Sean. Wait, let's see.
Okay.
And then they started playing.
Hey.
I don't remember when they started playing.
No, I love that part. I know they look.
Hey.
Couldn't keep looking at the freaking bad. I had to just keep on going crack. I just look at you. 3, 2, 1,
bang. Oh yeah, you can feel the build up. I can hear the build up though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey.
I feel like I did better when they started playing. It was live. Like,
This part reminds me of a Connor Price song. I'm gonna rewind that.
We'll fight. Okay, so I'm gonna play it real fast. The whole time, as you can see in the footage, my head down.
Not only that. Oh, yeah, go on.
I couldn't look straight, because if I looked straight...
Oh, I felt that.
I would have shut down. Like, I would have got nervous. Like, I got really scared.
Fun fact, it's good that you're looking down, though, because it's better to sing down into a mic than up into a mic.
I think, right here, you could tell I sat up. Like, I set it up.
Whole time, by the way, he's just waiting in the background. He's sitting there plotting. You know,
I didn't know that at all.
Oh, I remember I was sitting next to Faith in the audience, and I was like, does Faith have a DJ name? We gotta get him to sign their DJ wall.
That
Sorry,
is a
tangent,
good
but.
Question.
And I was like, Faith, look at Parker just sitting in the back. When he came up, I thought he was just sitting. I didn't know he was going to go on drums. So when he did, I was like, that!
That was last minute. I had no idea they were going to play. None of it.
The whole
and when I turn around, I didn't even see him. I didn't even see Burger.
Because he's hiding. He did a good job.
Yo, the beat is tough. You could see Burger plotting.
I like how you brought up your Gatorade with you. Little director's cut commentary.
Now I'm thinking about it. You remember... I'm sorry, we keep pausing.
No, you're good.
I'm turning up a little. Do you remember when we were like... when I first dyed my hair, or when I bleached the tips of my hair, and you were like, I want to see you perform in this.
It does suit you.
It suits me. Like, it suits me when it's like, my hair's really black. I sound like Ski. I sounded like Ski there. I need to know when they start playing. Is it
oh,
start playing?
Yeah.
Look, I had no idea who was coming. Like, he must have planned this behind my back. Like,
no, yeah, he did. I remember him talking about that. And I didn't even... I knew he was there. I just forgot he was going to go on drums. And when I saw him, I was like, I lost my...
I didn't know what was going to happen. Two, I didn't see him. And then three, I thought it was...
Let's go! Hey!
You can't see, but Statix is also on the bass.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, also, I think my beat ended up cutting out at one point. Like, I think my beat was already over, because my beat was like 3 minutes. And then they started playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they made up for my beat.
Right. Yeah, even if the beat did stop here, you would still have the drums and the bass playing.
What are you going to tell? I ain't know what to say no more. I felt like I was just on a tangent.
Shout out to everybody here.
Probably when you were performing.
What about 1998, man?
That's when Road Recovery, I believe, was founded.
Oh.
And, I was alive then. Let that sink in, audience.
Yeah, wait. We weren't alive. We weren't born. We weren't thought of. We were death particles, buddy. Like,
not even a thought in anybody else's mind.
Weird. W.
Where's Kirk? We're gonna find him.
Kirk.
Ooh, I know a perfect little segue here. So while we wait and find Kirk's wonderful performance, we're gonna play a little
6:30 news.
It's pretty short, so we're gonna be right back, and we're gonna have Kirk's performance right by then. And then after that, after some other performances, we're also gonna read some emails we got. So yeah.
Ooh, we also have a song for you from email. Here we go.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. The Guardian has an interactive map of the United States showing where air pollution is worse. Locally, the area just east of the Hudson River throughout the Hudson Valley has the worst air quality. The Catskill and Albany areas also have worse air quality, and from Copec south along the border with Connecticut is another zone with lower air quality, according to the map based on information from the Center for Air, Climate, and Energy Solutions. The city of Hudson, for instance, has 6.6 micrograms of fine particulate matter per cubic meter on average from 2011 to 2015, according to the map. The World Health Organization considers 5 micrograms its safe level. See the map where you can plug in your zip code and find results on the Guardian website. Cornell Cooperative Extension is looking for volunteers to help with the Department of Environmental Conservation's annual eel count in streams and rivers from New York City to Albany County from late March through May. American eels are migratory fish that are hatched in the Atlantic Ocean and enter rivers as tiny glass eels each spring. The species is in decline over much of its range, and baseline studies are needed for conservation. Locally, the count takes place at Hanacroig Creek site in Baltimore. Anyone interested in helping should email or call Lindsay Strelew-Howey of CCE Columbia and Greene Counties at las549@cornell.edu and 518-622-9820 extension 112. To help at any other location, email or call Sarah Mount of NYSDEC at sarah.mount@dec.ny.gov or 845-889-4745 extension 106. Chad Arnold reports in the Daily Gazette that 2 years after recreational cannabis use became legal in New York and several months after retail stores were predicted to open throughout the state, only three have. There are two in New York City and one in Binghamton. The owners of the Upstate Canna Company dispensary in Connecticut say they will open their store March 31st. Meanwhile, a pending lawsuit has a judge temporarily blocking the opening of any cannabis stores in five regions of the state, including the Hudson Valley. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. The Times Union reports that on March 9th, state officials requested to relocate a, and I quote, rare and significant, end quote, Columbia County building from New York's Turnpike area 30 feet to protect it from traffic and road hazards. Hillsdale's Columbia Turnpike East Toll House on the north side of Route 23 used to charge passerby on a turnpike between western Massachusetts and the Hudson River that was active between 1799 and 1906. The building was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2016. The New York State Board of Historic Preservation has signed off on the move. And you can read the full story at the Times Union website. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I could write a record full of radio songs, do a bunch of features that my label would love, do a bunch of features that I don't even like, just to build up the hype, yeah. I could sell my house and move out to L.A., get inside of rooms with the biggest of names, hire 50 people just to give me advice on the way I should write. Oh God, yeah, sounds like a nightmare if you ask me, yeah. Went from my bedroom to the big leagues. You know how many times that I was told things wouldn't work but worked out. Having cold feet didn't keep me from success but delayed it some. I used to be the guy who killed to get a number one. I had to hear that song's a hit before I thought it was, but nowadays I don't really give a what. Oh God, might catch me at the award show. Eating popcorn in the back row. Catching Z's with my hat low. No nominations, but it's cool though. Oh God, you might see me in the same clothes I had on last week in my shame, no. You heard the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, that's my motto. Yeah. I miss buying CDs at the store and thumbing through the cases trying to make a choice. That'll make no sense to you, well, of course. See, one man's inconvenience is another's joy. Wow, wow, how are you unemployed? Telling me to get a life, you should look at yours. Yup, congratulations, you can raise your voice. Hope you break both of your legs falling off your horse. Oh, snap, this is the industry. Where it ain't how big you are, it's how big you seem. Where people sacrifice the art trying to chase a dream. And they wonder why they music's lacking creativity. Oh, yeah. Would've gave anything to be respected by the artists I was listening to. But not no more, them days of history. Skip the red carpet, you looking for me. Oh, God. You might catch me at the award show. Eating popcorn in the
my feet propped up. Leave my shirts untucked. I'm the boss, so what? I do what I want.
Oh,
you got the trophy, that's great. I'm happy for you, no hate. Still got a smile on my face. Chilling in the back like, hey! Oh, God! Yeah. You might catch me at the award show. Eating popcorn in the back row. Catching Z's with my hat low. No nominations, but it's cool, though. Oh, God! You might see me in the same clothes I had on last week in my shame, no. Yeah, you heard the saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, that's my motto.
And that was NF Motto.
NF Motto.
And again, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 on WDXC.
So, I'm trying to find the Clubhouse performance.
Mister.
Oh, this is a story.
Oh, wait. We said...
We had a very passionate argument.
I was the only one that was chanting. Compa.
Oh,
I was the only one that was chanting Compa.
There. Oh, wait, no, I thought that was Kirk first.
Do you wanna read an email?
Oh, I would love to read an email.
Hey.
We have gotten an email. And you know what, guys? If you're listening here, number one, we love you. Number two, we're going to be doing a giveaway, so.
A giveaway? You were serious?
I'm serious. If I can't get the money from Clubhouse, I will put 25 of my own dollars for a $25 gift card.
Whoever emails us.
Yeah, whoever emails us. And it's just going to be a random pick. I'll put all the names in like a randomizer. So, yeah, that being said.
So.
We got an email from Jeremiah Jones.
Thank you. It says, I was driving along and I heard you say you never got an email, then started talking about cartoons. So I thought I would send you an animation that I made with Jew. An animation that I made. We just realized it today. Check it out. And then they sent the animation.
We got a little bit of an we're gonna skip
that. Oh, wait, actually, wait. Promotion. Matter of fact, no, I'm thinking. Oh, never mind. I was gonna be like, it's already up.
Oh, yeah.
Chipmunk at the Gas Pump.
All right.
Chipmunk Dance remix.
Chipmunk at the Gas.
We're gonna give commentary or we're gonna play it out?
We can give commentary.
So the music video itself is
now
very,
the is tough.
Like, it Cocomelon me. If you don't know what getting Cocomelon is, it's when you get so entranced with something, you forget all your surroundings, like a toddler watching Cocomelon.
The beat is tough.
The beat does go hard.
But
like, imagine freestyling through it.
My question is, like, why and what made you think of, the squirrel? Like the chipmunk. Not a squirrel, my apologies. They don't go by squirrel. They go by chipmunk. What made you think of this? Like,
yeah. By the way, this song is called "Chipmunk at the Gas Pump." You're not getting the full experience if you're not watching the video. By the way,
I was driving down a tiny road into a tiny town. My car was low on gas.
We will play anything you say, as long as it's appropriate.
Yeah, word.
We cannot. Okay, as long as it's appropriate. We're not gonna be playing some out of pocket stuff.
Word.
You want to show us your favorite animation? Sure, but you want to give us a favorite anime clip?
We'll play it. Like, put me on a new anime. I love anime.
Yeah, you know anime recommendations?
Word.
I could be another one.
I could be another show by itself.
Right? The drop here is crazy.
Oh my god, wait, it reminds me of JoJo.
Yes.
Can I rewind it?
Yeah.
This right here? This reminds me of JoJo.
The drop?
Oh my god.
It's the same key that
it reminds me of JoJo.
You're talking about. Somebody needs to make an edit. If you make an edit, we will just give you the 25. If you make an edit from Chipmunk at the Gas Pump
and
JoJo's second opening, we will just give it to you.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, we learned a name. We haven't watched this far. Oh my. Yeah. Okay. Good jiggy. Good jiggy. But why does Chipmunk have the gas? Like, was he pumping gas? Like, did he have a car? Like,
homie is jumping and pumping at the pump.
Hey, wait, what? Who's that guy? I haven't seen him yet.
I wonder if that's,
is that him? Could that be the person?
Is that Jeremiah Jones?
Jeremiah Jones, please let us know if you're in the city.
Okay. He's
a gas station attendant. Oh, so he owns the gas station? No, he works at the gas station? He's upgraded. He got to work. He must own it.
Got them.
Asked him for a job, and
hold on.
He told me I could stay. That chipmunk has become my friend, and now there is no way I ever will forget.
Okay.
The very first day.
Hey. Why would little kids care about the gas station? I don't think about it. Why would little kids think about the gas?
That one kid looks like me when I was a kid. That's scary.
It's your double. This was posted 7 years ago. Oh my god, wait, look at the comment. I'm on tour. See me live.
At Laura Berkner. LauraBerkner.
Go check it out if you want. And it says something about, they have t-shirts, toys, books, music.
Oh, yeah, the lyrics.
And then the lyrics, oh my god.
That end was
happening. That was
good. Hi, it's me, Lori Bergner. Thanks so much for watching this video. I'm here with my friend, Harry the Chipmunk. And I want you to know, we had a gas making it. I hope you're pumped up for the next one. And if you want to see more of them, all you have to do is subscribe to this channel and you'll get a notification. So I hope you'll do that if you haven't yet. And don't forget, tell all your friends. Just to drive it on home, what do we say, Harry? Subscribe!
Please support these guys over Cocoa Melon.
If you want.
Like, if you raise your kid on Cocoa Melon, put them on Chipmunk at the Gas Pump. If you got a kid, play that song for them. It's already gonna be stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
What else did they say?
I think that was mainly
there more?
Here, double checking. Haha, thanks.
No. Oh no, that's us. Oopsie.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more emails, or is that just it?
No, I think that's most of it.
Again, please email us. someone else emailed, so if you had a superpower, what would it be?
That's an interesting email, another one we're reading off. That's a great email.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
I would have the ability to control my emotions.